countless tributes are being paid to Fenway Park this centennial year. Conductor John Williams composed fanfare for Fenway. Sox fan Sheldon Young of Boston wrote this ditty. And writer and TV commentator Dick Flavin wrote the poem Long Live Fenway Park.
Louis Tiant whirls and spins.
WBZ's Johnny Miller caught up with Louis Tiant, El Tiante, during Sox spring training in Florida.
I love Boston. Boston, for me, is my second country.
Lots of player memories. Right-hand relief pitcher Bob Stanley was on the mound for Boston from 1977 to 1989.
I grew up a Red Sox fan and got to play there. It was just an honor.
Dewey, right fielder Dwight Evans, wore a Red Sox uniform from 1972 to 1990.
Just knowing the nooks and crannies, and people don't know, I'm 6'3", and right under my armpit is how high that wall is, so when you go up and try to catch a ball, it hurts.
And current second baseman Dustin Pedroia, also noting the quirkiness of the park.
It's cool to try the triangle out there in right center, the monster. It's just a special, special place.
The lists of Fenway greats always include the splendid splinter, Ted Williams, near or at the top.
Ted was the Sinatra of baseball.
Also making Boston Sports Museum curator Dick Johnson's Fenway Heroes list, Pedro Martinez.
I'd say he was our Koufax, except Koufax never had to pitch against players using steroids.
Off the field, there's Tom and Gene Yawkey. Johnson calls the Yawkeys the ultimate fans of the game.
The park we see now is Tom Yawkey's park.
Behind the scenes heroes at Fenway, there's the director of grounds, David Miller, who works year-round on Fenway's Field of Dreams.
We stress attention to detail. We change our patterns about every 7 to 10 days.
And Miller doesn't take his job for granted.
Every day I walk out on the field, I get goosebumps.
Whether you work, visit, or play at Fenway, everyone comes to appreciate the eccentricities and longevity. Brett Bayer from L.A. visited Fenway for the very first time last week, taking in one of the year-round hourly tours.
Pete, I'm going to be your tour guide today.
It's a piece of baseball history, and it's a beautiful, incredible space.
Fenway's centennial celebration ceremonies are scheduled a week from today, 100 years to the day that Fenway officially declared play ball. Mary Blake, WBZ News Radio, 1030.